If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Don Lemon brought to you by the 2015 Toyota Corolla. Stylish, innovative, and leaps ahead of the game, just like you. The Toyota Corolla. Let's elevate the moment. Toyota, let's go places. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good underinflated balls, Tom. I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
I know.
Did you write that?
I did not.
All right. I didn't think so.
No.
All right, I got to man up now and talk super well. After that,
if it ain't yours, don't own it.
Look, yeah, it was so cold the other night. Tom Brady would like me when I was standing out there.
Oh, my God.
Shrinkage. So listen. The Super Bowl. It's this weekend, and everybody's talking about everything but what? The game of football. Think about it. They're talking about Deflategate, underinflated balls. Did Tom Brady know anything about the underinflated balls? Was it a locker room attendant? Did Pat's coach Bill Belichick know? They're talking about former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez as well, whose murder trial gets underway today. They're also talking about domestic abuse. Because of several high-profile cases like last year, like Ray Rice and his wife Janae, the league will run a 30-second domestic violence PSA that they even helped pay for. The ad shows a disheveled house, and you can hear a woman on the phone with a 911 operator pretending she is ordering a pizza because she can't let her abuser know she's calling for help. Mm.
Hey, ma'am, is everything okay over there? Do you have an emergency or not?
Yes.
And you're unable to talk because...
Right, right.
Is there someone in the room with you? Just say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, it looks like I have an officer about a mile from your location. Are there any weapons in your house?
No.
Can you stay on the phone with me?
No. See you soon. Thank you.
That's the commercial?
That's a commercial.
That's going to run on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yep, that's about 25 seconds of it. They're going to run. It's a full one-minute ad. They're going to run about 30 seconds of it. But in the beginning, she's like, I'd like to order a pizza. And the operator's confused, like, what are you talking about, ma'am? And then they go on and on and said, do you have an emergency? She says, yes. And then he realizes, oh, you can't talk.
Wow, at the Super Bowl party, that's going to put a stop to all the crunching.
It's one of the most violent days, they say, in all the year.
Super Bowl Sunday is one of the violent?
One of the most violent for domestic
violence. People lose
violence.
The game. Sybil's absolutely right about that. They get so upset about that their team lost and somebody says something and these
guys,
they go off. Yeah,
they go off and they start beating their wives and girlfriends.
Start beating their wives or wives beat up husbands, right? Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Historic. All right, so look.
A lot of domestic violence.
That's why I watch ice skating competitions.
Yeah.
Could you stop talking about ice? I've had enough of that. But look, that's a powerful ad. But I want to show y'all something else they're talking about. Listen to this.
I'm here so I won't get fined. 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 I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Ow.
I wonder why Marshawn Lynch of the Seattle Seahawks is at that press conference.
He's there because
he won't get fined. 29 questions, y'all. Almost 5 minutes, 4 minutes and 51 seconds of the same answer before he walked away from the microphone. Someone threw him some Skittles. He caught some Skittles, but he said he was there so he won't get fined.
He talked during that Skittles ad, didn't he?
Yeah. They wanted $50,000 if he failed to make himself available on media day.
But, Don, everything we do, we sign contracts, and we, on our contracts, as entertainers, athletes, they say you are required as part of your job to do media events.
Okay, that's another stupid rule. And
it is not.
And the Players Association should look at that.
But it's still in his contract.
It's in his contract. So you don't get to sit. You don't get to make all that money and sit there and say, I'm just here so I won't get fined, because it's disrespectful.
So is he going to get? Is he going to get fined?
He's
not going to get fined for that, but he may get fined because he wore a hat.
An unsanctioned hat.
Unauthorized.
That's another stupid rule.
Well, when you know what? If it's so stupid, then don't sign the contract.
There's a lot of stupid rules on any contract.
There's a lot of people who would love to be in your position. Mm-hmm.
Listen, he's obligated, but that's not why they hired him. They hired him because he can play football, not because he can talk. He's not hired to be a journalist. He's not hired to be on the radio. He's not a great talker. So that's probably something that they should negotiate. So he may get fined after all.
But he did an awesome job when he was paid to do the Skittles ad.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I'm
he had
torn
a script.
Because he
no, he really didn't have a script.
Does other things on the radio. I mean,
so you're saying
television.
When he gets a check, he comes to life,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
When he gets his money,
check,
comes to life.
He's getting a lot of money to play football.
No, he is. But like Sherry said, and that was my point yesterday, it's in his contract. So
absolutely.
If you are
it's
contracted
a stupid
to do
rule.
Jay, whether it's stupid
it's not
or
stupid.
Not.
There's a lot. Sometimes.
Because it's like show business. There's the show mm-hmm. and there's the business.
Yeah,
you don't.
But you're
he
not
didn't get
obligated
hired
to
just,
speak to people
yes,
when you get
is.
Off the stage. No, you're not.
That's why you sign a contract.
No, you're not.
We all
no,
have to do
it. It's a contract that you have to sign that has a stupid rule in it. So
what if he was from another country? You couldn't speak English.
He couldn't speak English.
Okay, well that's not the case, Don. He speaks English.
Then you get an interpreter, but nobody can interpret the stupidity of Marshawn.
It's also called negotiations.
I think you got other guys on that team. He doesn't want to talk.
You do.
I like.
Right.
I like but what you, I like what Sherman said. When mm-hmm. what did he say about the what you should be trying to do is make
the commissioner
talk.
And yeah. he's absolutely right because Roger Goodell is like AWOL. He's not saying
he's
anything.
Not saying
and
anything.
All of the issues
anything.
That they've had in the NFL this season.
Roger Goodell just disappears. Where does he go?
And
is it in his contract? Is it in his contract to talk to the media?
$44 million a year contract. It should be that he
well,
y'all,
well find Roger Goodell.
Y'all are proving my point. Y'all
what?
Just proving the whole point of my editorial. How often, Sherry, do you talk about football or the Super Bowl?
How often do I talk about football?
How
at
often
the Super
do
Bowl?
You talk about football or Super Bowl? Not that much, right?
Not that much.
Not that much. That's the point. It may be bad for individual players like Marshawn and the commissioner and all of that, but it's good for football because people are talking about it and they think
that's right.
that a whole and lot of people are going to watch and they're going to set
New
a
England.
Record.
Yeah.
It's taking a heat off New England.
I'm just there. Here so I won't get fined.
I love it. All right. Don Lemon from New York.